Hello and welcome back to What Do You Know For Sure podcast with me, Anne Hughes. And in this week's episode, I was joined by Joanne Morris. She knows for sure that she can help other women become their best selves and to find that version of yourself. And so we talked about things like being authentically ourselves, about starting off in that journey, because, you know, none of us ended up like at the end of this journey being completely authentic without some point starting, and about just being in alignment with who you actually are and not shrinking yourself to make other people more comfortable. A conversation that I really, really enjoyed, so I hope that you do too. Joanne, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
How are you? I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, thank you for getting in touch to be a guest on the podcast. Tell us a wee bit about you.
Okay, so I am a certified life coach. I live in Lafayette, Louisiana. I've been coaching for 6-7 years, married, have no kids, but have a dog that I absolutely adore. His name is Victor, and he's a beagle. And I just absolutely love coaching. I love helping others, and I love helping, you know, others become the best version of themselves.
Oh,
so yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. So I know you've been thinking about it. Tell me, Joanne, what do you know for sure?
I know for sure how to help others, help women of color, help women become the best version of themselves. This is just, like I was saying earlier, like, this is just something that I absolutely love. But knowing what I've gone through, mm-hmm. and wanting to help others feel like, you know, I've always felt like I've had to shrink myself. Mm-hmm. And I will always want other women to feel, want them to be able to be their authentic self and be A-okay with being their authentic self and not having to be somebody different.
Yeah,
that's what I know.
Yeah. And I really, you know, we're singing from the same hymn sheet, because I really am all about people not shrinking themselves, about being authentic. I think my authenticity, as I will often say, is a superpower. And it really separates the wheat from the chaff, because I get that when I'm being fully authentically myself, I think I make really good connections with some people, none with others, but that's okay, because I can't connect with everybody, and therefore the connections I have are real connections. They're not based on a fake me. They're not based on a shrunk me. But I suppose, what has your journey been like to get to a place where you know how to help other women?
So that actually has been a journey. I got to that place because, as being a coach, like a starting coach training and deciding I wanted to be a coach, like, I've gone through so many different niches and deciding what I wanted to do. I started off with leadership because I love leadership, but then it evolved into this topic now of helping women of color have that joy of fulfillment. I was working with this lady, and she was she didn't really care for me, and she didn't care for because I was educated. I was a woman of color and I was educated. She didn't really care for that. And after that, we had some issues, but we worked through them. But after that, that's when I realized, it's like, there's other women out there like me that have gone through this, and they need my assistance, then being able to speak up for themselves, being their authentic selves, and not shrinking themselves. So that's when I knew. Yeah. That's when I became this person.
Yeah, because I think what I can resonate with what you're saying. Obviously, I'm not a woman of color, and so therefore I don't understand the battles and the prejudices that you must face. This week alone, I have said to somebody within a work setting that somebody has an issue with me because I'm a woman, because I'm younger than them, because I'm cleverer than them, and because I'm working class. And the person I said this to sort of scrunched their face up and says, "Are you sure?" And I was like, "This ain't my first rodeo. I am very, very sure. And therefore, this power play is never going to work out. And therefore, I'm not going to do it." Because I'm not willing to, because I suppose I'm in a place where I don't shrink myself. I am being authentic. And I do, even in a work sense, I do things that are going to bring me some joy. So even, you know, I'm freelance, I'm able to do that. If it's not going to bring me joy to do this piece of work, if I'm going to be continually faced with that, then I've decided I just don't want to do that because I don't think it's a good use of my time. So I'm not doing it. So there you go. So is that something, like, I can only imagine how much more difficult it is when you also add to it that you're a woman of colour. You know, it's not my experience, but oh my God, is it just perpetual? Have you found a way to only work with people that appreciate you for who you are and what it is you bring? You know, where are you on that journey of working out people's prejudices against you and then thinking, right, am I going to do it or am I not?
I have not. The spaces I'm in, I'm not able to avoid working with people like that. It's just now at this point, okay, handling them like they are, and taking them for what they are and taking the emotion out of it. Because if I continue to let them stop me or worry about their prejudices, their judgments, I'm not going to get anywhere in this world. So it's now to the point where she's like, okay, you know what, how you are, I'm going to take it for what it is. If you come for me, I'm going to come for you. And just at this point, you know, at some point I used to shrink, but now it's like, I'm going to tell you how it is. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. If you're doing this, if you're being prejudiced against me, if you're judging me, and it's coming from a place where I'm being cordial to you. I'm going to tell you how it is now. So yeah, it's unavoidable, but I have my ways now when working.
Because the difficulty is, and I think this is probably for everybody, right? So we can't just make it about women. But I think for this podcast, that you can fall into a trap of trying to prove yourself to too many people, can't you? Like, I will prove to them that I am good. And actually, where I am on my journey, that is also exhausting. So I'm older than you. So, you know, we've got different life experience. But I'm like, no, that's too. I don't need to prove myself to you. I don't need you to know why I'm the best person for this. I'm actually just not going to do that jig with you. It's not happening. That is a danger area, isn't it? And I wonder if that's something you see in the women that you do work with, where this endless need to prove ourselves is just like, give up the dance. Let's stop doing it, ladies.
Yes, I do have clients that do that. They like to, they'll tell you that they're a people pleaser. And that, you know, they're going to, you know, like, do whatever, I don't want to say do whatever these people say or not speak, well, let me say it like this, they're not going to speak up for themselves because they don't want to ruffle feathers.
Yeah.
So yes, there is people, I can tell you, I am a reformed people pleaser, you know, so I know what it feels like to wanting to make sure everybody's okay, you don't ruffle any feathers. So yeah.
It's a challenging journey, therefore, isn't it, for women finding themselves on that path? You know, I think I've probably always been quite authentic. I had a brain injury 7 years ago, and on the other side of that, so near-death experience, on the other side of that, I'm super authentic and really don't have time for very much nonsense. I think that wisdom was given to me by a really, really big life lesson, you know, being really, really poorly, having to completely rebuild myself and making some different decisions. And a wee bit of brain damage does, I'll admit, make it easier for you to just be like, no, I'm not doing that, because like, you work differently now. But I suppose that is a journey that we're all on, isn't it, as women? Finding ourselves, our true selves, being authentically us.
Yes, it is. And I see women like that. I have been like that. Like, it has been, I know for me, I can speak to me, but it's like being on that journey of trying to find myself. It has been a journey, but it took me a while. But I did find myself and realizing I am okay with who I am. And it's okay that I'm not. It's okay to be selfish. I don't have to. That was the biggest thing for me is it's okay not to be selfish. I don't have to help everybody. I don't have to answer that phone call. I don't have to do that. So I think that's that was like the biggest thing in finding myself is it is okay not to people please, and it's okay to be selfish. And I like who I am today. Like exactly. I've been able to get a lot of things done, like especially on my coaching journey. Like when I say, you know, when everybody's like, well, we need to do this, and I'm like, you know what? Nope. I need to work on this. This is important to me. And I told this to another client because this is the same thing with her, setting those boundaries and just saying no. You know, a lot of doors open for her, a lot of doors have opened for me, just sitting there and being like, I need to do this for me. I need to be selfish. So yeah.
And are you glad that you went on that journey and that you're now in that place?
Yes, I am. I am so glad I went on that journey because I feel more like who I am. Like I feel like I feel in alignment with who I should have been a long time ago. But also it just I feel more comfortable in my skin. I feel okay to be around people. If people aren't receptive to me, hey, I try to be, you know, and I don't want to say like, I'm using this as an example, like being meeting somebody and you think you would hit it off with them, but they're not receptive to it. And being okay with, okay, they don't want to talk to me. I'm good. Let me back up. You know, that's just being sure with myself. That has helped me in a lot of situations.
Yeah. I think so. And I suppose like for women listening, thinking, I resonate with that and I sort of agate that I would like to be more like that. I suppose it's interesting to just comment, isn't it, that it starts with the first step. You just need to start saying, well, no, I'm not going to do that. Say it once and next time it won't be so hard.
Yes, yes, exactly. That's exactly how it is. You say it once. Okay, yeah, it may feel a little weird, but the more and more you do it, the more and more it feels like, hey, it feels good, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I think, you know, I couldn't let the podcast end without chatting about that whole wanting to be liked thing. Mm-hmm. And I recently put up on one of my social media pages about, I don't care if other people like me. I like myself enough for all of us.
Yes.
And that's a really important lesson to learn, isn't it? Like, I don't like everybody, so why would I expect everybody to like me?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'm sitting here saying that because I'm just thinking about everything I've done in the past to where I've wanted people to like me. But now it's to the point where, you know, like it was bad. I'm gonna just be honest, you know? But now it's like, okay, if I don't like you, I don't like you. If you don't like me, hey, it is A-okay. I am okay with myself and I'm good to go.
Uh-huh. And you know, it's interesting, somebody recently in commenting about me had said, I mean, I do like her. And I was a bit like, what is it with people's fascination to think that other folk need to know that they like us? I don't care whether you like me or no, pal.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Not why I'm here. I'm not here doing jobs so that people can like me. Actually, mm-hmm. It is inconsequential to me whether you like me or not. And I know that could make me sound like a bit of an ogre, but actually, it is such a goddamn good place to stand. I really highly recommend it. Do you think you're...
Yes.
Where are you on that journey?
I am at that because I'm just thinking about a relationship with an ex-friend. Like it was very like bad. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not gonna say it was bad, like she just stopped wanting to be friends with me for no good reason. And you know, it did bother me, but looking back at it, we weren't compatible. We shouldn't have been friends. And it's like, you know what, I don't care if you don't like me now, because you know what, I do like myself, and I know what I bring to the table, and I know what I do. And she wanted to make it seem as if I was a bad person. And I'm like, I'm not a bad person. I'm a very good person. I'm a very friendly person. It was because I showed the other side of me and I told her like how I felt, and she didn't like that. You know, it's okay. I like me. I don't need to worry about that. So yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, definitely.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, thank you so much, Joanne, for coming on the podcast and sharing all your wisdom.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. I love this conversation. So thank you.
Hello, and thank you for joining me on this episode of What Do You Know For Sure podcast. If you would like to connect with me, you can do that across social media by searching Anne Hughes Ignite. If I refer to my radio show and the podcast, you can catch those on my Mixcloud. Again, just searching Anne Hughes Ignite. And if you or anybody you know want to answer this question with me, please do get in touch. Just go onto my website, annehughesignite.co.uk, and fill in the contact page at the bottom, and I'll be delighted to have this conversation with you too. Thank you.